We're going into the book of Acts today, chapter 8, beginning in verse 18. Now when Simon saw that through the laying on of the apostles' hands the Holy Spirit was given, he offered them money, saying, "Give me this power also, that anyone on whom I lay hands may receive the Holy Spirit." But Peter said to him, "Your money perish with you, because you thought that the gift of God could be purchased with money." I'm guessing by now you've pretty much noticed it. The price of going just about anywhere has skyrocketed. Not only is a gallon of gas a whole lot more expensive than it used to be, but airfares have jumped on some routes by more than 200%. Meals and snacks that used to be included in the price of your ticket now cost you almost 10 bucks on some flights. And even baggage has a surcharge, with some airlines charging you even for one suitcase. If you want to be comfortable on the plane, even that costs extra now. Recently, discount airline JetBlue announced a scheme in which it would start charging for pillows and blankets, spinning what I suspect is an unpopular move as an improvement in customer service. The new customer comfort package will cost you 7 bucks, and the announcement came as rival airline U.S. Airways said it would stop providing free glasses of water and charge 2 bucks for a bottle. Of course, it really makes you stop and think before you decide to go somewhere by plane. And people are starting to worry that we're headed for the good old days before airline deregulation, when flying was something reserved for the rich and famous. But you know, traveling by car might also be headed in the same direction, with many people choosing to park their vehicles altogether because of the prohibitive cost of using them. Now here's the good news. And that's that the cost of going to the most desirable destination of all hasn't changed a bit. The book of Ephesians chapter 2 says that salvation is a gift from God. It's something you simply cannot earn. And in today's passage, we find a man who simply didn't get it. Simon Magus was one of the most famous shysters in ancient history, a showman, a mystic, and a magician. He figured his personal fortunes would only continue to grow if he could somehow tap into the mysterious power the disciples seemed to have. And he offered money for it. And it's at that point that Peter makes a very important statement that we should strive to understand. Your money perish with you because you thought that the gift of God could be purchased with money. You know, markets might collapse, housing values might plummet, inflation can rage and quickly deteriorate our personal fortunes, but there's one thing that simply doesn't change, and that's the terms on which God accepts you as His son or daughter. It's a constant you can depend on, but the offer doesn't stand forever. The moment is coming when it will be too late to take advantage of the relationship God is offering you right now, which, of course, makes accepting His gift right now just a better way to live.